Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Apple has made search ads available to advertisers in more countries. The Russian internet giant Yandex has launched a digital assistant called Alice. And research has found that e-commerce in Spain grew by 25% in the first quarter of 2017. Apple has made search ads available to advertisers in Canada, Mexico, and Switzerland. Apple search ads allow advertisers to bid for their app to appear when users search for certain keywords in the Apple App Store. As well as keyword targeting, the ads can also be targeted at users based on their gender, age, location, and device type. They typically have a 50% conversion rate, much higher than most other forms of advertising. The ads themselves are automatically generated based on the app's metadata, with advertisers being able to set a daily or total campaign budget. Apple search ads had previously only been available in the US, UK, Australia, and New Zealand. Apple hopes that the expansion into Canada, Mexico, and Switzerland will help app owners in these markets to boost their app discovery rates. The Russian internet giant Yandex has launched a digital assistant called Alice. Alice is available on the Yandex mobile app and will be coming soon to the mobile browser. It's been compared to Western equivalents such as Alexa and Siri. Alice can understand and speak Russian and is able to answer users' queries by drawing on information from Yandex's vast search engine index, as well as Yandex News, Weather, and Maps services. Yandex claims that Alice has near human levels of Russian language comprehension and is able to pick up on contextual cues to work out the meanings behind sometimes unclear questions. The digital assistant is the first ever to have been created with the Russian language in mind, which puts it in a good position in the Russian market. It's already in an advantageous position given that Yandex is the dominant search engine in the country with 65% of the market share. There are rumors that Yandex is working to develop a home assistant similar to Echo or Google Home, but the company has so far declined to confirm this. Research by CNMC has found that e-commerce in Spain grew by 25% year-on-year in the first quarter of 2017. During this time period, 115 million transactions totaling 6.8 billion euros took place. The product categories that saw the highest levels of spending were travel and clothing. Looking at where Spaniards are shopping, the research found that 55% of money spent online went to Spanish e-commerce sites. The remaining 45% went to foreign sites, with 93% of these purchases being from other EU countries and 3% from US sites. IBM has announced that it's created a cross-border blockchain payment solution with Stellar.org and ClickX Group. The solution aims to improve efficiency and speed up cross-border transactions, which can currently take days, to a matter of seconds. The technology allows two parties participating in the network to pay one another directly and securely, whatever their currencies. It currently supports transactions in 12 currency corridors across the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and various Pacific Island countries. It plans on expanding in the future to include more currencies across more regions as it grows and develops. And finally, the Chinese search engine Sogou has filed for an IPO in the US as it aims to go public. Sogou, which is owned by Sohu and Tencent, aims to raise $600 million. Sogou claims that it's the second most popular search engine in China after first placed Baidu, although this is disputed by another rival search engine, Shenma, which claims that it is the second most popular. Other data also shows that 360 Search as a major search rival. What is not disputed is that Sogou's influence is growing, as it was recently integrated into the extremely popular Chinese social media app WeChat. Sogou generated revenues of $373 million in the first half of this year, up 15% on the same time period a year previously. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.